Hey everybody, some really concerning new analysis just dropped from usmortality.com, who goes by usmortality on Twitter. They track very closely the mortality figures in the United States and in Germany. Today we focus on Germany. Let's start with Hamburg. Look at this excess death chart. So this is cumulative since 2013. And what we see is it's downward trending at first, but then right around March 2020, this huge inflection point, and now we're skyrocketing upwards. This is very scary. This is almost a straight line of death. This cumulative total is skyrocketing at almost a constant pace, breakneck pace upwards. Tons and tons of unexpected deaths. We're seeing very high excess death figures in many European countries, and we're also, of course, seeing it in Australia and in the United States. This chart really tells the story, and it's a frightening picture. This is on de.usmortality.com. Cumulative excess deaths in Germany by year. These are all cause of deaths. What we see first is 2021 jumps out like a sore thumb. It's the red line here, the previous record. But now we're seeing 2022 on track to surpass this horrible excess death year, 2021. So look over on the left here. These are excess deaths on the y-axis. And you can see 2021 ended up with 76,826 excess deaths. 2022, so far in October, is at around 59,000. Whereas 2021, when we look at the same week, week 41, it was at 37,000. So 22,000 additional deaths in the first 9 months. And it seems like some cities, such as Hamburg, are getting hit even harder, which might indicate that the urban areas are being targeted. So just an awful 2021 with excess deaths piling up in a horrendous 2022 that's already outpacing this horrible excess death year, 2021. So these aren't just deaths. These are in surplus of what they expected. These are unexpected deaths. Ben from usmortality.com writes, Germany on track for the worst year of excess mortality ever. So let's look at this one. This is really interesting from yesterday. Ben writes, excess deaths in Germany before the shots between 11th week of 2020 and the end of 2020, there were 36,801 excess deaths, and that comes out to 876 per week. After the shots, starting at the beginning of 2021 through the 40th week of 2022, there were 131,372 deaths in excess, so unexpected deaths, which comes out to 1,413 per week. So an additional 540 per week excess deaths after the shots became available and taken up. And look at this chart. This is extremely telling. So this is excess deaths starting at 2011. And it's a similar picture to the city of Hamburg. But the difference between Hamburg and the rest of Germany is when the inflection point happened and the rapid change in rate. For all of Germany, it doesn't happen until almost the end of 2020. But in Hamburg, it really corresponds, it seems, with when the WHO declared the pandemic, March of 2020. But really, it's at the same point, the end of 2020, when all hell breaks loose, and it just takes off like a rocket. But going back to this excess death chart for all of Germany, starting in 2011, we really see it take off here, at the end of 2020, right with the vaccine rollout. And now it has this new, terrifying trajectory, upwards and upwards, off the chart. Now, how long is this excess death going to continue? Do we even know that it's going to slow down? And couldn't it also speed up? That's what I worry about the most. I think it's going to speed up. So here's another piece of analysis from US Mortality. This came out today. Weekly German all-cause mortality update. Week 41 comes in plus 3,410 excess deaths, which is plus 23.1%. Ben writes, something is clearly not right in Germany. Here's a chart of Germany excess mortality by week, starting right before 2018. The blue line is the actual observed excess mortality as a percentage. So our baseline is 0%, since we're looking at excess mortality on the y-axis. The green shaded region is the normal range. And ever since 2020, we've seen some huge spikes, well above this red line, which is the substantial increase. But in recent months of 2022, we're seeing this concerning chart shape, where it seems to have left the normal range, far in excess of even the substantial increase. And most concerningly, it's still going upwards at the end of the chart. Here's another post by Ben at US Mortality. Excess mortality in Germany is skyrocketing since the end of 2020, which coincides with the start of the vaccination campaign. So US Mortality posted this 10 days ago, but it seems like what we just looked at was an update to this. So on October 15th, 2022, US Mortality writes, excess mortality in Germany is skyrocketing since the end of 2020, which coincides with the start of the vaccination campaign. So this post came out 9 days ago, but it gives us a different perspective. US Mortality writes, excess mortality in Germany this year is plus 6.7%. This is much higher than during the year 2020, where the new virus emerged. Yearly excess mortality in Germany, you can see in 2018 it was 3.2%, 2019 it was minus 0.8%, and it starts climbing from there. 2020, 1.8%. In 2021, it really goes high to 5.4%. But in 2022, it's slated to go even higher to 6.7%. So I want to show people again what's happening in the United States. Similar situation. The baseline deaths were mostly in line with the expected. But then everything changed right around where the WHO declared the pandemic. And deaths started to skyrocket. I mean, this is just a horrifying picture. Australia is another really terrifying example where we saw this huge surge. Plus 57%. So in 2021, the levels of death were extremely elevated, plus 20% over the 2015 to 2019 average. But you can see here this trend line increasing. So the excess mortality as a percentage increase over the 2015 to 2019 average is increasing, especially because of this huge mound of death in February 2022. So I'll leave the link to the website, de.usmortality.com. That's the Germany version of the website. DE stands for Deutschland. And I'll also leave a link to US Mortality on Twitter. So thanks everybody for watching. Let me know what you think in the comments. My heart goes out to everybody affected by this massive number of deaths. It's absolutely tragic and heartbreaking. And I'm going to continue fighting for justice and trying to encourage others to do the same.